The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
What's up, party people? It's your boy Ubiquitous from the Rock Solid Radio Show. Just letting you know to check out the Patreon page for the CSPN, where you can find exclusive paid content not found through the free outlets. That's www.patreon.com/CSPNmedia. Go there to check out exclusive paid content for the Rock Solid Radio Show, as well as other CSPN Media podcasts. This week's episode of the Rock Solid Radio Show is brought to you by Funko, fun at first sight. Funko is your home for exclusive collectibles such as their world-famous pop vinyl bobbleheads, apparel, t-shirts, hats, socks, and brand merchandise, including custom do-it-yourself pop figures, art books, and skateboards. And now, listeners of the Rock Solid Radio Show can enjoy 10% off of your entire purchase when shopping at Funko. To place your first order with 10% off, and to help keep our show free for you, go to our network website at cspn.us. Click on the Keep Our Podcast Free link at the top of the page, and from there, scroll down to the Funko link and place your order. When you get to the checkout, put in the offer code SHOP10 for your 10% off discount. Funko through CSPN.us. Do it today. And now, let's start the show.
The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
We also know that
the YMCAs that provide child care for frontline workers across the country have been studying this very carefully, and that there has not been high incidence of viral spread in those situations. So it really is a matter of paying attention to good hygiene, following the guidelines around making sure we're washing hands, wearing masks when appropriate, staying apart at a bit of a distance socially, and doing the things that are common sense approaches to ensuring that kids can go back to the classroom and can go back to learning.
So there are a lot of things to unpack there. First of all, you're talking about YMCAs. I mean, that's great news, but I'm asking you about your own federal government's guidelines, the CDC guidelines, and what the CDC has said is that if children meet in groups, it can put everyone at risk.
Well, the CDC has also been very clear to say they never recommended schools close down in the first place, and they are very much of the posture that kids need to be back in school for a multitude of reasons. The American Academy of Pediatrics has said the same thing. Kids need to be in school. They need to be learning. They need to be moving ahead, and we cannot be paralyzed and not allow that or not be intent on that happening.
So you're right. The AAP rather has said that the goal, of course, is for children to be back in school, but they also signed a letter saying schools and areas with high levels of COVID-19 community spread should not be compelled to reopen against the judgment of local experts. And it sounds like what you're saying is you, as the Secretary of Education, are compelling schools to reopen regardless of what's happening.
Now, what we're saying is that kids need to be back in school, and that school leaders across the country need to be making plans to do just that. There's going to be the exception to the rule, but the rule should be that kids go back to school this fall. And where there are little flare-ups or hotspots, that can be dealt with on a school-by-school or a case-by-case basis. And there's ample opportunity to have kids in school you know, there's many counties across the country that have virtually no cases. And so school leaders need to be looking at the granular data, the right on the ground where they are, and looking at if there are problems, then how are you going to deal with them? But the goal needs to be that kids are learning full time again this fall.
All right. So we have an educator and in the midst, a couple, a former.
I was about
educator.
To say a couple of them.
Yeah. How do you feel? And also parents, because we have two perspectives here. Someone who would work in said schools, as well as people who would be sending their children to said schools.
First off, if you've ever walked into a school building, which I doubt Ms. DeVos has not been in a school building since she left high school.
That's not true. She's, you know, they did their little press conferences and press opportunities.
I mean, actually being in the school while school business is taking place.
Oh, well, you know, yeah. Okay. I feel what you're saying.
I feel like if people actually walked in, they would understand that all these guidelines, all these plans, that shit, no. We can't even get kids to wash their fucking hands. Like, there are some schools where kids are pissing in the soap dispensers. Like, kids are nasty. Like, schools are breeding ground for germs. Like, yo, just a simple flu strain going through a school can rip it apart. Imagine what COVID does to a fucking school.
Like, well, I think about Baltimore, and you have some schools where, because their children, I mean, because their the students' parents are unemployed or they're on drugs or they're just not there, they come to school in, like, dirty clothes. They may not be able to take a shower. Like, how do you expect them to have masks and hand sanitizer and all this other type of shit when they can't even fucking, like, wash their ass every night?
Teachers are buying their own fucking hand sanitizer. Like, we don't have anything in the budget to put sanitize. Even if we did, what gets sacrificed?
Right.
Because you know they're going to pull the budget from somewhere. These little motherfuckers might not be eating.
Oh my God, I don't even think about that. Well, we couldn't feed you because we had to keep you safe from virus. But of course, you know, malnutrition fucks up your immune system, which makes you more vulnerable to the virus.
And mind you, some of these kids, the only time they're eating a decent meal is in school.
Which, again, is one of the arguments for getting kids back into school because they're like, well, you know, there are some kids who without free breakfast and free lunch wouldn't have any food at all. And we have to make sure that they're taken care of. I speak from the privilege of being in Baltimore City, which is kind of crazy to say that. But they've done a pretty good job of making sure kids still have access to food, can still pick up lunch and stuff like that, breakfast and lunch.
Well, the thing is, I get the reasons why we need to get kids back into school, and parents got to work. I get that. We're going to get more into that later, but kids need that interaction mm-hmm. with their classmates. They need that physical interaction with their classmates, with their teachers, like, it's difficult to be able to get a lesson plan out online to younger kids because they don't have that knowledge. They don't have that ability to be able to get to see the information on the screen
mm-hmm. and just being able to like something they've
yeah
yeah
or just being able to follow the writing and being able to say, you know what, this is what I need to do. Older students, college students can learn online. High school students, for the most part, can do that online. But when you're talking about middle school and younger, that's just not possible for a million reasons. One of them being that some of these kids are passed along socially, so they're not able to read. They struggle with reading. A lot of kids are below their grade reading level.
So how do we address that, like, in the midst of a pandemic? I mean, I'm not expecting you to have the answers, but these are the questions that come up.
We can simplify the instructions. Like, with online learning, you can give this group of kids the actual lesson plan, and the modified version, you can simply send to the rest of the kids, mm-hmm. to the other kids. You can, it's easy, I think it's easier because I'm at home you're at home and you can create a modified lesson plan. Like, okay, you five do this, you 10 are doing this, you 15 are working on this. Okay.
But it's still addressing the same curriculum goals and objectives.
But, and then they talk about the social distancing aspect. High school kids? No.
Dude, I can't even imagine, like, these kids haven't seen their classmates in person in 7-8 months. You mean to tell me they're going to remember to stay away and not run up and, like, hug each other and be play wrestling and doing all the shit that kids do?
Because I'm hugging the fuck out of my high school crush as soon as I get
there. Oh, my God. What? I'm pretty sure Haru, my youngest son, probably already has like 3 or 4 girls he would love to give a hug to, like, once school started. So.
Deathstroke, tongue all down the throat. As soon as I walk into the building, y'all. I'm just talking from Ty Digger's perspective, me right, being a 16, 17-year-old, I needed that physical interaction. Like,
it's hard not to have that physical interaction. Like, you know, I remember the first time I, you know, saw, and I haven't seen a lot of people since all this has been going on, but, like, the very first time we, like, saw one of our friends, we were like, do we hug? What do? Do we air high five? I mean, we've all been in isolation. It just didn't really feel right to not give a hug, you know what I mean? But technically, that's not social distancing.
No, it's not. But when I saw y'all, it was daps and hugs. Like,
right.
So you can imagine what little kids, and mind you, some of these buildings got 800 plus kids in it, not even counting staff. Some schools are 2,000-4,000 kids. Like,
yeah. What do you do with overcrowded schools? How do you engage in social distancing in overcrowded schools?
All it takes is one to have it. One.
Just one.
Just one. But no, all it takes is for one of their siblings to have it, bring it home, and they bring it to the school. Like, I think this is what these people are not understanding with this desire. And keep in mind, we just laid out the reasons why kids need to be in school. That's not why Trump and DeVos is trying to get people back in school.
Oh, I mean, that's the answer they're giving, but we know that's not the whole answer.
They're trying to jumpstart the economy because November is coming, and what the fuck Trump's going to run on in a couple months? He can't run on an economy. That shit's shot.
Oh. Yo, you know they said we entered a recession like in February or March? Yeah, like, so there's no oncoming recession now, nigga. We in a recession when we just got out of a fucking recession.
We're balls deep in a recession.
I'm talking about balls deep. Did you ever see that episode of Family Guy? Or was it, what? That wasn't Family Guy. That was the Cleveland Show.
No.
The Cleveland Show had its moments.
It did.
It wasn't good. Overall, it wasn't good because I don't think Cleveland was a standalone character.
Right.
And they basically made Cleveland into Peter Griffin.
Yeah, for all intents and purposes. But I think some of the supporting characters were hilarious.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming at you live and direct from the Rock House.
Oh, shit, we ain't even done introductions yet. We, like, just, like, jumped right in.
Which was cool. I was going to let y'all do your thing. I like having y'all do, like, that opening dialogue.
Like a cold open.
Yeah. That was actually kind of dope. I like that. You know, I'll just sit back and I'm just letting the show flow. See, that's the mark of a good producer. You know what I'm saying? you watch how the show flows, and then you direct traffic. But no, that was dopeness. It's the Rock Solid Radio Show, everybody. Coming at you live from the Rock House. As always, I am your host, the almighty ubiquitous.
The old ass ubiquitous. This nigga old. He turned 40 today.
Happy birthday, dog.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. I'm not
singing it like that.
That's all right. I'll watch.
Happy birthday, Mr. Ubiquitous. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, I love it. What you're getting your Earth the Kid on? I can dig it.
I was trying to trying to channel Marilyn Monroe. I was going to say for JFK.
Yeah. I was going to say that was Marilyn Monroe, but I like it.
Yeah. Now we black all the
time.
Oh
yeah, you're right. Right. You're right.
Blackity black.
Right.
Well, we always blackity black, but Marilyn Monroe still got it. I'm sorry.
Oh. And she wrote for Ella Fitzgerald. You know, say the Macava Lounge, the manager.
So she was woke as fuck in the
40s. In the 50s, you know what I'm saying?
In the 40s and 50s, she's woke.
Mm-hmm. As always, I'm your host, the almighty ubiquitous, a.k.a. Dr. God Rocks.
Oh, God.
A.k.a. Verbal Speakeasy. Rock Holiday. Mikaki long, Mikaki strong.
I can't wait till we get to that.
Me like a mango beach.
I can't wait till we get to this part. I cannot wait.
Oh shit!
Gunshots. Oh, I've been waiting.
You're heartless.
You're heartless. I think you're heartless. Yeah, you're a whore. And as always.
Oh God.
As always, I have my illustrious co-hosts, two of my best friends, on
till the end.
On with me, that would be Dr. Tam.
What up? How it do?
And as always, my right hand, Ty Digger.
Dr. Heavy Pockets here, Big Brother Knock Boots.
Wasting your time, drinking that wine, smoking that smoke. Doing that coke.
Slaying that dope.
Gang.
And once again, let us be abundantly clear. When you first said Smokey Robinson gangbanging video, that was not what I envisioned.
I'm thinking it's going to be some Jake Steed shit. Like.
Which is an indication. What the fuck is wrong with me? And I.
Yo, you know how dope that be, Smokey Robinson singing for West Coast Productions, dog?
DJ Yellow on the beat.
Stroking that straw. Choking that dough. Gang banging.
Deep throwing.
Swinging that pie.
DPing.
I remember the first time I heard Jake Steed rap.
Oh, God.
It was horrible. Dog.
I'm about to say.
Was it worse than Brian Palmer?
It wasn't. Brian Palmer is the worst rapper ever, dog.
All the niggas sucked. Like, I think it's prerequisite. Like, to be a porn star, your rhythm has to go somewhere. So it must go into the fucking, because...
It's definitely not your bars.
Yo.
Because you cannot find the pocket to save your fucking life.
Yo, look, this might be a pause moment, but I'd just rather see these niggas fuck other than here.
Oh my God.
I ain't come here to listen to doo-doo bars.
That was almost as bad as back in the day when Midori tried to rap. You remember that?
I don't think you remember that. I remember she dated Kid Rock.
Huh?
I remember she dated Kid Rock.
Oh God.
Yeah. They were together for like a year or two.
That's probably the first ghetto gagger scene.
Dude, you didn't even get the cute sister.
That's terrible.
What?
For those of you who do not know, I feel like we've said it before, but we will reiterate that Midori is Jody Watley's sister.
And for those of you who don't know, Midori is an adult actress from the late 80s, early 90s.
I feel like more mid to late
90s. Well, early to mid 90s.
Yeah.
Early to mid 90s.
Yeah. Yo.
Because she was in the same realm as like Obsession and Janet Jackme and Heather Hunter. Yeah.
That early 90s, the mid 90s range was some nasty.
There were some
shit.
Nasty bitches. Janet Jackme still, that's one of my husband's favorite porn stars.
I'd have to agree. You know what? Because I love how vocal she is.
Oh, yeah. She's
during
vocal.
No, but see, Monique, like, looks like she's like overdoing it. Like she's acting. Janet Jackme just looks like she's genuinely enjoying the dick. Like, she's having a good time.
I can see that.
But just like Pinky was one, has always been one of my favorites. But yeah. There have been times when Pinky seems like she's overdoing it.
Playing she's up better. The camera. She's better. She's better at it.
Yeah, yeah, I'll say that.
It has been times where it's like, okay, it's not doing all.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, but yeah, that's who Midori is, for those of you who don't know. But back in her porn heyday, she had a burgeoning rap career.
I remember it. It was not.
I vaguely remember it.
I think Heather Hunter.
Heather Hunter had a burgeoning rap career. She did. Was better than.
I was about to say, I actually
she
heard.
She might have been the best out of all of them.
I was just about to say decent. That. I was just about to say
with
that.
Her little skinny ass.
Oh, and a shave.
Oh, she is so good. Huh?
And a shaved.
Oh, talk about Heather.
Brian. Yo, that shit's.
We're talking about Brian Pumper's song.
You see the suits that nigga was wearing in the fucking video?
No. You know, I really blocked that out of my mind.
This nigga had a cream purple suit on in the video, dog. How do you get those two flavors together, dog? Like, cream purple, like
he went to a pimp tailor for that. You ever wonder how pimps get they suits?
Dapper Dan.
Bitch, no. Dapper Dan deserves much more respect than that.
He does. You know that.
You know he deserves much more respect than that.
I'm just joking.
He definitely got those suits off the rack. There's no way he was fitted for any of that shit.
That shit wouldn't tailor.
Oh my God.
He should have had a ghostwriter.
I think I went to K&G. He said he should have had a ghostwriter.
Nah, he went to one of them hood ass suit stores City like Trends. In Iverson's Mall.
City Trends.
Yo, they be playing the fuck out of that nigga though. Like the other male Brian porn Pepper. Stores. No,
they he deserves it. They oh my God. He is so whack. I cannot stand Brian Pumper. And it pisses me off.
So in your opinion, what makes him so whack? I'm just asking because I agree, but I'm just wondering what
his stroke is so fucking whack. Like,
oh, so you're looking at it from a performance standpoint.
And then like all the rings that he wears on his fingers, like that bugs the fuck out of me. Like I've never trusted a man who has rings on all of his fingers.
Yo, they told that nigga he has soda can tops around his neck.
Nigga, you thought that was a Cuban link? No.
Oh my God, I just, his whole facial expressions and demeanor, he's just so whack to me.
I would say this, the scenes he's been in have never looked fun.
I don't know, the one he did with Lawrence Fishburne's daughter, that looked like that might have been in good times.
Nigga smashed Furious Styles' daughter, dog.
I hate you so much.
No, Furious Styles' daughter's first scene was with a white dude. Imagine that.
Woo!
Whoa.
Yeah.
That is deep and profound.
Yeah. Wow. She's pretty, though. She's pretty.
Nigga smashed Morpheus' daughter, dog. Like, that's...
Right. Nigga, I'm just waiting for him to show up with the AKs and the vests.
Speak on that? Not that it is. I mean, she's grown.
No, she's not gonna speak on it. No, she's spoken on it more than he has.
Yeah, he's not gonna bring it up.
Is she still doing? She's not still doing it, is she?
No, I don't think so. No.
She
really only did like a few scenes. She didn't really do.
And then that whack ass video with Brian Pumper.
Yeah.
That was terrible. That's what I remember more than anything was that she, like, had these scars on her ass. And I don't know why that's the only thing I remember. Because there's a lot of people who have scars on their ass. There's nothing wrong with having scars on your ass. It's just, yeah, that's what I remember.
Alrighty.
Speaking of who shouldn't have spoken on shit, Will Smith.
Yo.
Is a guest on the Red Table to talk about. Jada fucking August.
So what y'all doing? Jada, what y'all doing? So, no tangle, man. There's no tangle, man. Call it what it is, Jada.
I had to explain to my husband, because he was like, I don't even understand why, like, Jada and Will would put their business out there like that. I was like, they didn't put their business out there.
You know what?
August
I'm about to say, a little young nigga.
I'm going to disagree. a little bit with you guys.
Oh, okay.
They were responsible for the images that came out from that relationship, from that situation.
From that entanglement.
My issue with the Smiths, and who I love dearly, my issue is they tend to share on the sub a lot of shit that, you know what? Who gives a fuck? Like, when they first started talking about that open relationship.
Did they ever really confirm that?
They didn't confirm it, but they dropped it a few times during average conversation. They dropped it during times where, you know, an open relationship probably shouldn't come up. Like, if you're promoting Bad Boys, Jada want to fuck somebody, go for it. I don't need to know. I think we're too involved with celebrities' sex life, and I think celebrities are too naive to share that.
Well, I think part of the issue is, let's lay out exactly what happened. So apparently, you know, August was a friend of Jayden's, is a friend of Jayden's.
Jada. Oh, Jayden, I'm sorry. Jayden.
Jayden, yeah. Will and Jada.
You smashing your sons, homie?
Stop. Will and Jada, you know, met him and, you know, saw that he was, you know, her team. He had mental health issues, substance abuse issues.
I think a family member passed away.
Right, so there's grief. And also at the time, like, Will and Jada, apparently they were going through relationship issues and were separated. And so Jada says, you know, she was hurting and August was hurting and she felt that she could kind of heal her pain by helping someone else with theirs. I'm just telling you what it said. We will crack the jokes in a minute.
She took all the pain away.
Shut up. So anyway, that being said.
Make me feel good.
This apparent mentorship evolved into what Jada called an entanglement. Basically, they had...
August was entangling them guts. He was entangling them insides. That's what the fuck he was doing.
Look, this is like a graduation ceremony. I need for you to hold all the jokes to the end. Please and thank you.
Well, you need to get to the fucking point. I'm ready for these jokes.
So that being said, eventually, you know, this entanglement was broke off. Will and Jada got back together. And recently, August revealed the situation. He said that, you know, the love he had for Jada was unlike any love he had ever felt before.
I get it.
Put that thing on him.
Stop it! I said, stop. And so now we're to the place where a lot of people
are like, two-handed
So, you know, Jada felt it was important to bring herself and Will to the red table to...
Why?
clarify and tell their side of the story. Suffice it to say, Will did not view it as an entanglement. I think we can all agree Will was like, nah, bitch, you cheated. Because he was like, yeah, I didn't know if I was going to fuck with you no more. I didn't even know if I was going to talk to your ass again.
Y'all were fucking. You wasn't entangled. Kind of white shit is that? Will was hurt. And you know what? I've been there before, dog.
Why I do it?
Man. We want to feel good. Me have not felt good in a long time.
Yo.
He sucked me like a mango, Pete.
Yo, they was on vacation together.
Yeah?
Yo, imagine being up late at night listening to your queen get up that fucking back blown out.
And I seen the picture.
So, wait.
August Alsina ain't a small dude.
Oh, that nigga got a baseball bat.
Stop it. Because... August implied that he talked to Will and asked for permission before this started. But Paul. Will and Jada implied that that was not the case. This was something that evolved while Will and Jada were separated. Them
niggas are lying. They're lying about something. And let me tell you why they're lying.
Why?
Because Will made a comment about, I'm going to get you back.
And she said, oh, but you got me back. I think you got me back enough.
But here's the thing. If they were separated, Will's words, if they were separated,
why would he
be upset about her fucking August outside of the fact that that's your son's friend?
Mikake long. Mikake strong.
They was on that yacht. Will had to listen to it. Will had to listen to Jada say, circle, circle.
What the fuck is wrong?
When Jada finally limped back into the room, Will's up all night because that pussy's still queefing.
Yo, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something for real, though. Let me tell you something. I've had a situation, no lie. So, of course, we all know I'm in an open poly marriage. And there was a man that I would go down to PG County and spend the night with. And hubby and wife knew about it. And the first time I went to visit and spend the night, I came back and my husband was loving. And I got into bed and he was, you know, cuddling and things were cool. That second time, though.
Did you suck his dick?
I get back at 6:30 in the morning. This nigga up in the kitchen, mad as fuck, making peanut butter cookies.
This story never gets old, by the way.
It never gets old.
So, you know, even though men claim that they are okay.
You shouldn't make a mockery of that man's pain.
We're gonna get back to that. And we're going to get back to this about men in open relationships. We're definitely going to get back. I want to stay on the jokes. Like, Will getting up in the morning, this nigga butt naked. You want some eggs, little nigga?
That's terrible.
Will running to the store for cigarettes.
No.
Everybody in the house is getting shot.
Hey, Will, when you come back from the store, make sure you pick up some Magnums, dog.
Oh, unless you don't want to, you know.
I can roll, dog, Jada. I'm okay with it.
Oh, my God.
On second thought, just get some KY, my nigga. It's going to be a long night.
But, yo.
Good morning.
She really fucked with him while he was going through
some serious shit. And here's the thing about it. There's a number of people.
She must have bought that nigga.
Stop. There's a number of people.
Make me feel good.
I'm going to kick you. Shut up.
Good.
There are a number of people, a contingent of people who feel that she basically exploited him.
Preyed on him.
Preyed upon him. She, for all his purposes,
the fuck cougars do. What the cougars do?
Shut up.
What?
Stop.
That's different, though. Like, she knew he was going through. Like, she knew he needed warmth. Like,
oh, she gave him some warmth. I bet you that thing was real warm.
Oh, my God.
Never mind. I'm sorry.
Imagine Jade having to go to bed early and this nigga getting to stay up. And that's his man.
Stop. Because let us be abundantly clear. These are all adults we're talking about. And we're not talking about, oh, I just legally became an adult. I just turned 18 5 minutes ago. Like, he was in his 20s.
He was 21 at the time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He was in his early 20s.
Hey, 18, you could do porn. So.
So. Just saying. I do wrestle with that mainly because we all know that. Well, okay, maybe y'all don't know, but I feel like I've mentioned it before. Like, the prefrontal cortex that's, you know, involved in things like impulse control and executive decision and planning and the shit that makes you an adult doesn't fully form until you're like 24, 25 years old. So that's why like 18, 19, 20, 21 year olds still do stupid shit, even though we're like, you're an adult. Why are you doing this? So, and then on top of that, that delay, that development is even further delayed by trauma. So that being said, you know, like I said, there are people who argue the fact that, like, she, you know, exploited someone who wasn't mentally mature, emotionally mature, especially given the trauma that he dealt with.
And add on to the fact, that's Jada fucking Pinkett. Like.
Yeah, I gotta give you that.
I would get into a lot of bad decisions at 21 if Jada Pinkett was like,
Let's come
lay between mommy thighs. Like, bet I thought you would never ask.
Mommy make it feel better.
Hey, I can live in that dynamic.
Well, you know, it's interesting that we're having this conversation in light of something that I didn't bring up when we were going through our list of topics to discuss. And that is the...
DDLG. Sorry.
Stop. That is the death this week of Mary Kay Letourneau.
Oh, yeah. The original cougar.
Oh, see? Now.
What?
It's interesting that you say that. Because...
Oh, no, she was a fucking... She was a piece of work.
Right.
I'm not, you know, like, yeah, way to go, you know. Vitaly, yeah. No, that's not, no.
Well, no, what I was going to say is that when that story came out in the 90s, mm-hmm. like, a lot of people were that way. And even the way the story was presented in the press, it was like, oh, you know, she fell in love with the wrong, you know, wrong man at the wrong time. And she was just swept up and they, like, this is, you know, just a tryst.
It's real love.
Right.
Wasn't that kid like 13?
Yes!
What the fuck you mean you love the wrong man at the wrong time? No, that's not a man.
The wrong time is another, at least another 5 years away.
No.
At very least.
No, and here's the thing we didn't, another thing we didn't know. Like, we knew that she was a sixth grade teacher and he was 13. I didn't know that she was also his second grade teacher.
Mm. So she was plotting.
Grooming.
Wow. If you will.
So, you know.
I'm sorry. No, my mind was, I was getting ready to go a place I didn't want to.
Back to the Smiths.
Right. Back to the Smiths. But I was just saying, like, it's the whole exploitation, like, that's what made me think about Mary Kay Letourneau. And, you know, I mean, she died this week and that whole situation. Stop rolling your eyes. But anyway, yes.
They've been divorced for a couple of years
now. Actually, 2019. They separated in 2019.
Well, I thought they separated back in 2017. Mm. You sure?
I mean, the article I read today said 2019.
I think the divorce was finalized in 2019, but I think they separated in 2000. I could be wrong.
But apparently he and the children were at her side when she passed, you know, Lisa. So,
yeah.
But I always wondered, like, what would his life be like after, number one, I didn't imagine that she would be gone, but, like, after their relationship was over, like, how would he relate to women, you know what I mean? Like, what would dating be like for him? Like, this is the only women that he has been with since adolescence, which is usually the time that you start dating and, you know, figuring out relationships and X, Y, or Z.
Yeah, I feel you.
So it's almost like, you know, what is it going to be like to navigate that?
I mean, it's definitely going to be different. It's going to be different. Like, he's going to have a older mindset, but I don't think he's going to have an advanced mindset. He's going to be able to date women his age, but he's going to look at them the same way he looked at this teacher, like, as somebody to, like, do stuff for him, if that makes sense. Well, let me explain like this.
Can you expound on that?
Like, if an older woman in this situation, a teacher and a sixth grade student, she's doing a lot for that. Because that sixth grade student doesn't have a job. he doesn't have a job. He doesn't have any way to really take care of himself. Mm-hmm. Like, she's cooking. Like, he doesn't know how to cook. And the type of relationship they had, like, she was actually making meals for him. And, like, they would go out to eat. Like, what guy in the 6th, 7th grade can afford to take out a 30-year-old woman out? Like, and once you get to it, like, now that's starting to build, and that's what you're expecting all the time. So when that relationship ends, the next one, he's going to be like, well, damn, my last girlfriend paid for everything.
I don't think.
I just think it's a possibility.
What's your thought, Vic?
I think that, well, like you said, he's definitely going to have, I'm no doctor, but I can imagine.
I mean, I am, but go ahead.
I can imagine that he'll have a hard time adjusting to quote-unquote normal dating life because he's never dated.
Right.
Really. I'm sorry. I don't consider a 13-year-old with a 30-year-old dating.
No.
No, it's not.
That's predatory behavior.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's abuse. So, yeah. He's all he's known from early is being abused. From what I hear, their marriage was no walk in the park.
I can imagine.
I never really heard anything about their marriage.
I can imagine it sucked.
I heard that he's levied allegations of emotional abuse. Yeah, and things like that.
Damn, that sucks. That super sucks.
But yeah. I want to be clear. I don't want to make that case in the Jada August case.
Oh yeah, no.
Not the same.
No.
I think it's the hypocrisy of taking advantage of somebody. But no, let's be clear. She was not molesting a kid.
Right. But and I feel like there's a lot of people out there who are acting like she did,
For me, it's the hypocrisy of I was trying to help. But I'm also sleeping with this person.
Right. Because we as therapists definitely can't sleep with clients. Like, we would lose our license if we, like, slept with clients. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't even follow a client on fucking Facebook.
So it's that. And I feel like during the table conversation, she never took responsibility. She definitely skipped over accountability with it. That's where the whole entanglement thing come from. Like, I got into an entanglement. Like, what?
I kind of saw where she was coming from with that. Like, you know, it shit happened, you know. She got caught up, basically.
She could have just said that.
She knew nigga had some meat, and she got caught up.
I hate you so much.
What?
Jada was getting the Thor hammer.
Here's the thing about it, too. When she's... And this is... I get what you're saying about accountability. Yes. And that is something that we can discuss. But I, as a woman in her early to mid 40s, understand the desire to want to feel good.
Yeah,
the need for pain.
Shut up.
You got to feel the need for pain.
I'm gonna kick you in the forehead. I'm so gonna fucking kick you in the forehead. Oh my god. Shut up. No, you I hate to say validation, but you want to feel validated as this
beautiful person.
Beautiful person, this sexual being.
That's something I think we ignore sometimes. Of the desire of being a sexual being without making it seem pornographic.
Right. It comes off as, oh, you're just horny. Or that's how it gets interpreted or perceived. And I'm like, that's not it, because it's not necessarily about just fucking. Like, it feels good to have someone give you a look. You know what I mean? Like, no, I was going to get into a little bit of self-disclosure, but I'm going to shut the fuck up.
No, I get what you're saying. I get that, but
it's still not an excuse. It's not
an excuse. And that's what it came off as. it came off as an excuse. It came off like it was okay for me to pull him into the situation.
Because I need, I was having,
I needed to feel good, right.
Fuck whatever happens with him emotionally.
I'm about to say, fuck however this may affect him or damage or whatever.
See, that's should where this I go. Can see the exploitation part coming in. Because she should have at least, I get wanting to feel good, but that's not the person you should have gotten that from. Like, you're Jada fucking Pinkett. I'm sure there's plenty of peen to peruse.
Plenty of high quality.
High grade A. Break your back and steal your soul.
And there's a lot of rich Hollywood men that would
lay that for her.
Jada Pinkett can walk into any NFL locker room and there's a line around the corner. Like,
here's the thing about it. In order to... This goes back to the whole thing of feeling sexy and feeling like... So I get what you're saying. Let me tell you how I'm looking at it from it. And this is from A, the desire to be a sexy woman, and B, someone who's still a hoe. Admittedly, a hoe. In that situation, going into the NFL, like, for Jada and her whole image, going into the NFL locker room would be great from the standpoint of, ooh, they're looking at me like they're whistling. Okay, great. But I'm not thinking about fucking them because she's probably someone who needs some type of a connection. But what I'm saying is I'm sure there's other men with whom she has a strong enough connection that she could have gone to them.
You think Jada,
as a source of that feeling.
Wait, hold on. You think Jada thought she can get that type of connection from a nigga 20 years younger than she was? That mental, if correct me if I'm wrong, I'm thinking you're looking at it from a mental aspect.
This is what I'm saying. No, not a mental aspect.
An emotional aspect.
Do you think she's getting that?
Yes, because of the fact they were both in a vulnerable place. Mm-hmm. And being vulnerable is in a very emotionally open place. She said it. She said we were both hurting. We were both vulnerable.
She should
and
know so, better.
That's not even close to an excuse. Yes, you're absolutely right. And that's the point that I'm making. She should have known better, especially if you had already established this relationship that you were there to help him.
You're a mentor
and you're there to help him resolve his issues. That's a boundary right there that should not have been crossed. And okay, again, I'm still looking at this from the perspective of my code of ethics from the job that I work. But still, that's a role that you took. You shouldn't be fucking that person. Again, like I said, you shouldn't be fucking students. I just feel like as a
professor. No matter how old they are.
Like, even as a professor who literally had, grown students from the standpoint of.
From the start.
I'm still not fucking my students. I don't feel comfortable fucking my students. As long as I'm a professor, I will never feel comfortable exploring that aspect.
This is why I'm not an educator. I don't know if I would be able to draw that line. I'm just saying.
Well, and I know people who haven't drawn that line, and, like, sometimes it works out. Like, I know one professor who ended up marrying a student that he was banging.
I think as a professor...
I've heard it not work out.
I think as a professor, it would be... For me as a professor, it would have to be a student that I did not teach.
Mm.
That person could be a student at the university. And keep in mind, that student at the university is going to be on the higher end of the age thing. Mm. I'm not just going to be a professor driving up freshman orientation week.
Like I said, that's why I couldn't be an educator. No, I'm joking.
No, you're not. It's okay. You know your limitations, and it's all right.
I would not pursue freshmen if I were in that position.
But you said freshmen. I didn't say anything about seniors.
I mean, seniors, as long as I didn't teach that student, oh, fair game.
She about to be done. And yeah, chances are she's over 21.
Stop. Even when I, you know, stop it. Like, in all the years that I was a professor, it was just never something that crossed my mind. Even when I had really attractive students, and I had some fine-ass students, it just still wasn't something that crossed my mind. I wasn't going to do that.
No, I feel you.
Because I have been hit on when I was in graduate school. Like, I literally saw one of my professors' dick. And I still remember that. So, I just didn't want to be that person.
Not for you.
That nigga was filming Joys of Happiness while August had Jada folded.
I can't with you.
That nigga was rock bottoming Jada's box.
Me think you're heartless and me think you're
She was hitting that reverse cowboy on that ass. And you know, Jada.
Don't say that, because Will might be listening, y'all. That's enough to drive a man over the head.
Will ain't listening.
Ooh, what if she pegged him?
August?
Where did that come from?
Jada just seems like the type who would be a dominatrix.
She wasn't looking for that this time. She was looking for, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. I was going to ask that question, but I'm not.
When she finally dragged herself into Will's bed at 4 a.m.
Sweaty. Smelling like sex.
Sweaty, sex, funky, happy.
Mumbling before she just like lays down.
Singing some Anita Baker.
Sweet love.
I couldn't believe the song that was in my head. Oh my God.
I'm in love.
Nah, she's singing Whitney Houston, You Give Good Love. You give good love to me.
He fills me up. More love.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Yo, that shit probably drove Will over the edge, bro. That's probably when Will said, I wasn't talking to you no more.
Will, this is when Will permanently moved to the living room. I'll be on the couch if you need me.
Will probably ready to Lisa left our Lopez the entire fucking house.
That's why I was fucking Hillary back then. But no, Will been piping Eva Mendez since Hitch.
Stop.
Yeah, he has.
Stop. What?
Yo.
Who was the shorty that played Harley Quinn?
Mendez is with Ryan Gosling.
Who's that now? Yeah, now she is.
But Will was.
We've been together for a while.
Okay, but still.
Will was dicking that down.
Will was. I'm going to tell you how I know. See, whenever I tell people this.
All right, and but first you have to unlock your device.
Shut up.
Oh. Turn that shit off. It's listening to us. That makes me paranoid.
When Hitch first came out and they were doing the promotional tours and everything. And they had an appearance on the Oprah show. And Will and Eva were just really, really friendly. Like, they had that, like, we fucking energy and chemistry going on. I'll put it like this. Eva and old boy who played Doug Heffernan weren't so chummy.
Nope.
As much as she and Will were.
Legend has it that Will's been running through a lot of Hollywood. Like, Will is doing his thing, and Jada just got her one. But
I don't think it was just one. I think it's just the one that just slipped up and spoke.
But that one had a 14-inch penis, so he's.
August does not have a 14-inch penis.
His penis is quite long. No homo. Excuse me.
We about to pause this entire conversation
right now.
But I heard the niggas wrecking shit. That's what.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
No.
That last part.
Funny, but you shouldn't have did it.
I shouldn't have said that. I apologize. No, seriously, I didn't even apologize.
Whoa.
See?
Oh.
So now you see where these jokes is coming from.
Damn.
That must be Jayden's man, too, dog. How
my cervix hurts.
That must be Jaden Smith's boy, too. How you do that to them?
Hey,
would you say August Delonte West at that nigga?
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
Is that what you're telling me?
Oh,
dog, whenever I get a time machine, I'm going back to that exact moment when that shit went down. Take me to that. I want to wake up in the morning and be Delonte West's roommate and just hang with that nigga all day, dog. I want to see the exact moment where these niggas, this shit went down, yo. When she finally agreed, like, yeah, let's do this.
Damn, you got to stuck in them pictures, though.
That nigga's dick is huge. I'm saying.
Bottom line is, and I guess to tie this all together.
Ladies, he looks like he has a Dre, Beats by Dre pill speaker in his drawers. But go ahead.
Okay. I want to make 2 points. One. Fuck it, I forgot my point.
Yes!
One.
I won!
Fellas, if you're ever thinking about the open relationship game,
oh yes,
with please, your girl,
please fit this
swinging,
game to him. Please fit this game,
Polly. Please know that your woman can find a guy that can do it better than you can. Like,
lace these niggas, son.
Like, please know that your woman, she might already have this in the roster. Like, she might have this dick in glass that the minute you say, yo, I think we should open a relationship.
She's oh, like, word. Oh, word? Shit. Okay.
Birdman hand rubbing and everything.
Because there's a dude you bought weed from at Howard on undergrad that she can't wait to fuck.
You almost made me spit out my fucking beer on his microphone.
Why?
And Vic would have been pissed.
Homecoming?
Why? Did that story hit close to hometown?
It kind of does.
True stories, y'all.
Homecoming, dog. She's down there and some nigga making her box look like creamy nacho dip, dog. Like,
wow. Thanks for that visual.
You get home, you mortified.
I could have gone all day without that. Thanks.
That thing a little wider.
Deeper, too.
Secret love. She humming that shit in bed.
She doing all these tricks with her tongue now she wasn't doing before. Where'd you learn that?
She's singing all the little Kim dick sucking songs. She ain't never seen that shit while she was sucking your dick.
I used to be scared of the dick. Now I throw lips and look, shit. Handle it like a real bitch.
Look. She couldn't deep throat you. Now she's swallowing your shit like a real human toothpick.
When y'all go out, her titties...
With the curve.
You feel
with
so,
the curve.
You feel so disrespected.
Look, when y'all go out, her titties out now. When she goes out, her titties out. When y'all go out...
She's up. She's got on turtlenecks. Sweat,
turtleneck.
Hoodies.
Khaki pants.
No, no bullshit. I don't think we talked about any of the other subjects besides... But that's okay. Because the hour's almost up. That's why I mentioned it. But no, that's okay.
I mean, it's been 2 weeks since we got together, so we can kind of spill over.
This is true.
Right.
I mean, a little bit. Not too much, though, because nigga's tired.
Hey, man, you had a long night.
I was up cooking breakfast for the people who threw my party for me.
Oh, yesterday. That's glorious.
So, you know.
Okay,
let's
power on then.
Okay, so, after Will and Jada in August, I had a Talib Kweli's crazy ass.
And you know what's funny? I want to ride with Talib. I really do. I really want to ride with Talib.
I fucks with his music.
Huh?
I said however, comma.
However. He has done some very problematic shit.
Yes!
Over the past decade or so, I would say.
And then, like, throws up his, like, activism and such as a way to like gloss over it. It's like Jada not taking accountability for the shit that you're doing.
Like, nigga, just because you wear a backpack doesn't mean that, you know, you get to be, you get
a
to
fuck
do
boy.
About to say, well, I wouldn't go so far to call him a fuck boy, but get to do fuck shit.
Bam, I'll give you that high five.
Yeah
he do be on that fuck shit though.
So what we're speaking to here is someone had made a list of conscious rappers who are married to black women or, you know, black biracial women. And, you know, on the list you had like Kendrick Lamar, Chance the Rapper, J. Cole, Mos Def, and Talib Kweli, amongst others. I don't think Pharrell was on that list. I'm not sure.
I think he was.
Okay. Pharrell might have been on the list, too.
Is that Pharrell? That's a conscious rapper?
Just go with it,
please. Oh, she was really reaching.
She wasn't the one who listed all these rappers.
Okay.
The person that Talib spent all the time focusing on. She's not the one who listed the rappers. That woman, who we should mention is chocolate skin, very much Hershey chocolate brown, she retweeted with a comment and said, and almost all of them are married to light-skinned women.
But we ain't gonna have that conversation.
Talib somehow decided that this applied to him and decided to respond over and over.
I understood why he responded the first time, because you're not going to sit there and say my wife isn't black, because that's what the comment implied. Like, you're not going to question her blackness just because this tone of her skin. Like,
and that's how he perceived it. I perceived it differently, but go ahead.
He can perceive it like that, like, but my issue was it that he just kept going with it. Like, nigga, you made your point. Shut the fuck up. And, like, the more he said things, the worse it got. Like, dog.
And please understand, this went on for, like, a good 18 hours. Like, we're talking...
It went on for a full day, yo.
Longer than 18 hours?
Over 24 hours. He was
talking about that. He harassed her for over 24 fucking hours?
He harassed her? Or he talked about that shit for over 20... Like, yo.
Like, even his wife stepped in and was like, you know, I can't help it. Like, he's just a person who gets into debates and... You engage in the debate with it. Like, it really came off as like, hey, I'm glad it's y'all niggas and not me, because I'm tired of fighting this nigga. She's not even that light skinned. That's the funny part. I'm not saying she's dark, but I'm raw.
You know, dog, you imagine it's probably hell living in his house. This nigga wake up arguing, dog.
Remember this nigga?
We're calling it debating.
You want some eggs?
Remember this nigga?
Oh, my.
No, I don't.
You probably wouldn't.
God.
Please, God, no.
We smoked this nigga out one night. Well, we was at a party one night.
Okay.
And I had some trees on me. I think I had some chocolate on me. I had some chocolate tie on me. And this nigga was talking big shit, you know.
That's the nigga?
That's him. That's him. So, the blunt's passing and everything, you know. Matter of fact, they were already passing a blunt. And I was like, I'm going to let y'all go ahead and fit in. You remember this. I sat down on the bed.
Uh-huh.
The cipher's already going and everything. I hit it once. Was like, Passy was like, I'm going to let y'all finish that. I'm finna roll this up.
Okay.
So rolled up what I had and everything. We going around. Everybody is complimenting the chef and everything. Gets to this nigga. Like I said, I guess he didn't know who he was smoking with. But, you know, he tried to, you know, play big dog.
He took a big puff, too.
Against the original Iron Lung, you know. And nigga started, you know, nigga basically started coughing up Smurfs.
Okay.
So the girl sitting next to him, who had just passed him the blunt, she leans into him, puts her hand on his back and said, it's okay. You tried.
Dog, I remember hearing that and laughing so loud when she said that shit, bro. He had to be so embarrassed.
Wow.
And to this day, I don't even remember, like, whose party we were at, where the party was. Like, I don't remember any of those.
Towers.
Was it in the towers?
Yeah, East Towers.
Okay, because I really don't even remember. I didn't remember much of that. I'm trying to remember. Was that the... No, that wasn't that night. Because it was some night that we ended up, at yet another party, and ended up playing Truth or Dare, and the next thing I knew, you know, I was spending the night in somebody's box. But that's him. Wow. That's him.
Wow.
Gave me snitch vibes.
So you see the headline of the article. It doesn't surprise me.
Nope. Navigating the Trump White House.
Why are you even there, nigga? What do you do?
Want to be like Jack? Jack's calling you a monkey nigga
behind your back.
Oh my God. I can't.
Yeah.
So,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I saw that and that made me immediately go back to that room, apparently in the towers.
It's all good. No. It's funny that you mentioned the Trump administration, because the next thing on the list is related to that. Mr. Trump has pardoned Mr. Roger Stone.
But we knew he was going to.
Well, not pardon. He commuted
his sentence.
Yeah, let me be a little bit more direct.
Yo, these motherfuckers are so corrupt, dog.
It's terrible.
Mind you, he's... And somebody was trying to bring up the number of commuted sentences that Obama gave out in comparison to Trump. But I'm like...
Okay, but none of them were any of Obama's personal cronies who lied to investigators in order to protect him.
Exactly.
Like trying to compare that is like I said, that people are trying to create false equivalents.
It's really apples and oranges.
Yeah, none of those guys, like you said, none of those guys had information that could get Obama jammed up. It was just guys who were wrongly convicted or what have you.
Or who he felt had served, you know, served their debt to society.
Right.
And he went on from there. Trump is actually, like, all his...
This nigga Roger Stone ain't even going to jail yet.
Right. That's the killer part about it.
He hasn't even gone to jail yet. This man lied to federal investigators, lied to Congress.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what I would give? The only reason I can accept Trump winning in November? Senate wins the House.
If the Democrats win the Senate.
Just to put the pressure on that nigga.
Oh my God, that would be lovely. Yo, that would actually flood my basement.
Full vice grip. Get him! Just... pressure on this nigga, yo.
Yeah. That would be lovely. I'd have no problem.
Just to see him quit December 1st, dog. Like, I know he wouldn't last a month with
Democratically controlled House and Senate.
Yeah, but
keep
Senate
in mind, that wouldn't take January. Exactly. It wouldn't take effect until January.
True. But February the 1st, he's getting on Air Force One with the middle finger just like this. Fuck all y'all.
She's going out like Pac, huh?
Huh?
That means we're stuck with Pence.
You think Pence is gonna?
I was about to say, you think he's gonna emerge unscathed?
Oh, yeah, as soon as they get off, yo, Pence, McConnell, all the, yo, pressure's gonna be on. But honestly, I don't think Trump wins in November, and I think he gives his concession speech from the Kremlin.
Woo, not the Kremlin.
Because he's not going to be, he don't want to be anywhere in the U.S. or its allies if he loses.
Speaking of which, did you guys ever talk about the fucking Russian bounty gate? Did you guys talk about that?
Yes, we did talk about
that. Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Because, you know, they care about the troops and shit.
Yeah, he still has an answer to that shit.
Nope.
Hasn't said shit.
That's fucking treason. Like,
yeah, very much so, my nigga.
They shoot you for that shit back in the day.
Which is one of his favorite lines.
Oh my God. Like, every time something happens with this administration, I just...
He tweeted today saying, if you tear down the Washington Monument or the Jefferson Memorial, the Lincoln Memorial, it's going to be, you're getting 10 years off the top.
First of all, no one's doing that. How the fuck are you gonna take down the Washington Memorial, dog. Like, I mean, like, do you know how much dynamite or C4 you would need? And, like, do you think people wouldn't see you doing that shit? And, like, even if, first of all, have they even restarted tours from the earthquake?
I don't know. I don't think so. Mm. But here's the thing. Like, I've seen some statues people have pulled down.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is getting together with ropes trying to pull down the fucking Washington Monument? Who is doing that?
Nigga, have you seen the Jefferson Memorial?
It's huge.
Who's gonna fuck that up?
Nope.
Who's gonna fuck that
up? First off, who gives a fuck enough to go all the way out there to fuck with it?
That's true.
And you know what a Jefferson Memorial is?
Yes.
Right. And then on top of that, there's like cops around there all the time. U.S. Park Police.
Yeah, that's because that. Never mind.
Yeah, I'd rather just catch folks fucking, we know.
I was about to say, that's Haynes Point, nigga.
Right, that's where you gotta get your dick sucked. Yes, we know.
Yeah.
I mean,
personally, I've never done anything at Haynes Point.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that's the spot.
I mean, I'd rather just go to Jefferson's home with a white woman. Like, if I'm gonna fuck with a founding father, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna go to their grave with a white woman.
Why not Mount Vernon? That's closer.
I can go to both.
Why not both?
I've been to Mount Vernon. I know where his tomb is. I can tongue a white chick right down in front of his tomb. Yo, we be walking through the house. I smack on the ass when we get by his bedroom.
Grab her titty while we're looking at the furniture.
Yeah, you know, yes. Daddy. You know, Daddy can't wait to get to that ass.
I'll walk right by a portrait of him and be like,
wait, no, when you get to the slave quarters is when you personally pull out a whip and start whipping her. A cat of nine tails.
Now, actually.
You know what? I didn't think about that, but.
I like it. I like it a lot, actually.
Ooh. Did you know that Delaware tore down their last whipping post in response to everything that's happening, social, political?
That shit was still up.
Yeah, they had one up at, I mean, not to use.
I'm sorry, that's what I was
thinking. Look, my thing's this, if it's still up, you plan on using it. If you still got the pots and shit on top of the stove, if you got that knife for fixing your sandwich on the side, edge of the sink,
you that plan on, you come on,
you plan on that to use that knife. You right. Make another sandwich.
Right.
I mean, Mississippi changed their flag.
Yeah.
I know, right? Now, let's see if they change the name of the fucking capital, because I know the mayor is pushing for that.
Their name was wrong, Biloxi.
No, the capital is Jackson.
Jackson. It's named after actor Andrew Jackson. Fucking racist ass motherfucker.
I mean, we're going to have to give and take on some shit, dog. Like, if we're going to get rid of every racist person, I mean, Washington, D.C., hello.
True. I mean, District of Columbia is named after Columbus, so there's that. Like,
yo, you see the people who are defending the statue of Christopher Columbus from being torn down in the United States?
Do you see what the governor of this state said about it? Because, you know, they tore down Christopher Columbus' statue in Baltimore and threw it in the harbor.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just like, we won't tolerate this. Well, I'm like, Hogan, shut the fuck up. Come on, son. Like, seriously?
Yo,
seriously.
Columbus never stepped foot in the continental United States,
hello?
Dog.
Come on, son. He never even came to Maryland. Why are you that invested?
He's not even being credited for finding America.
So, I'm still confused.
What is this love affair that white people have with Christopher Columbus, who, mind you, was considered a fucking evil motherfucker even in his time? Like,
He's kind of a failure. I mean, on some of his other voyages, like, this whole, him coming to the quote-unquote new world, like, first of all, that wasn't even his fucking objective.
I mean, he bumped into the fucking island.
Right.
Pretty much.
And then, like, secondly, like, he had to, notice he wasn't flying under the Italian flag. Because they were like, we're fucking done with you. Like,
no.
I mean, Italy as a country didn't exist. But what I'm saying is,
we see you enough of a fuck-up.
Yeah, what I'm saying is Spain had to finance a trip because nobody in Italy was doing that shit. So, there's that. But, you know, white folks love their mediocrity.
Holla.
I mean, they like to shit on our excellence.
Why you think all the Redskin fans in Ashburn, Virginia still love Joe Theismann?
Speaking of which, like, so, you know, apparently a name change is supposed to be imminent. I'm just, I really wonder what it's going to be.
Yo, there's going to be fights in the stands, dog, between Redskins and, like, the new name fans, dog.
Oh, because you know there's going to be motherfuckers coming with all their old Redskins paraphernalia.
All their old Redskins shit.
Honestly, like, because, you know, my mom makes masks. Like, I should tell her that, like, Redskins stuff is probably, like, going to be a collector's item. Like, we should hang on to them.
Yep.
I mean, it's almost like hanging on to the Confederate flag and being black people selling. Oh my God.
We should really get into the business of making money off of white people's racism.
We should. If they're going to be racist, why can't we be paid off of it?
I'm with it.
We were, you had sat down for a second, but we were talking about the name, the imminent name change for that that NFL team in the Washington, D.C. area.
I'm about to say that, the Washington, D.C. NFL team.
Yes. Yeah, what is that? Is that beer? Or is it... It's what is that?
Seltzer water.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
You know how I felt about seltzer water?
I did not.
I love it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I tend to like, actually like flavorless seltzer water, but I do dig those alcoholic seltzer waters. They're pretty tasty.
You know, I can't really get into those. I tried.
I know. I gave you some.
Yeah. And it tastes too much like Smirnoff ice to me.
Ew,
too close to it.
You thought so?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Because I never liked Smirnoff ices. Those were way too sweet for me.
I liked them when they first came out, and then like that aftertaste just started to get to me after a while. Yeah, I don't like the aftertaste.
It may have been the brand that I brought you. Cause
that's possible.
I don't really get the Bud Light seltzers too often.
Yeah.
I just got them that week just to try them. I like the Truly, yeah. Okay. And then there's a new one out that supposedly has antioxidants and vitamin C. Their mango pineapple one is really delicious.
Okay.
Yeah, so what do you think the team's name is going to be?
DC Slims.
DC Slims. DC Joes.
Look at Joe.
Oh my God. Or the Moe's. Because that's what...
It doesn't matter. They're still going to fucking suck.
Which I'm okay with.
I think all of us are okay with the Redskins stinking.
It's going to take a while to get used to like not calling them the Redskins, though.
So when are we going to get the Cleveland Indians to remove that goddamn mascot?
Yeah.
Well, they already have.
Oh, they already have?
Yeah, they got rid of Chief Wahoo a while ago.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. You ever noticed that? Their map, I mean, their logo now is just the big capital Red C.
Yeah, the Red C.
Yeah, it's the capital C.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit was, woo!
Yeah. You know what, though? See, like I said, growing up as an Indians fan, we used to love Chief Wahoo. Like we used to love like that logo and everything. Like in, I mean, I'm just saying, Cleveland people loved the Chief
Indian grin, big teeth.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was racist as shit. It was racist as shit. I'm not denying that.
That was us liking the General Lee as kids, thinking that was like the coolest ass car, even though there's a big ass Confederate flag on top of it.
Named after Robert E. Lee.
The name of the car was literally after the Confederate General.
Yo, I used to be so conflicted about that show because I used to watch it and be like, yo, I know they say nigga.
But you know what's so funny though? Is that because I was so young when that actually came on, like I saw it. You know,
it didn't resonate with me, especially with us being, I think maybe us being in California.
I was about to say, yeah, I never really understood what that was like, or even the fact that it was called the General Lee. I didn't really get that until I got older.
Yeah. Like middle school.
Yeah. Where it was like the General Lee. Oh,
you get your Civil War learning in North Carolina.
I figure it's like, that seems about right.
We talk about the Civil War in kindergarten.
You mean the Northern aggression against the South?
The war for Southern independence. We get that conversation a lot. You know how many times I heard Well, it wasn't like the South was racist towards black people. They just want to fight for their way of life.
Which included enslaving black people.
Which included whooping niggas' asses.
Imagine being the only black kid in the class listening to this shit. Like, yo, as soon as we get... Yo, I used to hate slavery, dog. I used to hate the fucking antebellum period, dog. As soon as we get to that part when people talk about slaves, yo, their whole classroom was looking at it. Imagine having 29 other eyes on burning on you at this moment.
That's not funny.
Yeah, and they don't want to hear no real shit. No. You know what they
want to
hear?
They want you to make them feel good.
They want to hear like, oh, that's in the past. We don't think like that no more. That's what they're waiting on hearing.
Because they want to feel good.
Yeah, they want to feel good about themselves.
Right.
So, yeah, you get your Civil War training a little.
you get your education bright and early.
Ah! Yeah.
When that show came out, I think it was 81, 82 or something like that, I knew what that flag meant. I knew what that flag represented. The Confederate States of America. Make no mistake about this. I would tell you this, even if it was 1981, five-year-old me. Look, that stands for the Confederate States of America. They fought in the Civil War. They fought for their right to keep their slaves. Look, I know what the fuck that flag meant.
Oh, my God.
And the car was named after the top general.
Yeah.
The general that almost made that dream a reality.
Yo, let me tell you how racially... How do I want to say it? Whitewashed our education was. I distinctly remember being in, like, you know, what is it? Like 4-H or something. Like 3R. Whatever the after school program was. And there were these older kids. I was probably in like first grade. And there was these older kids. And they were drawing, coloring Nazi flags. And I thought that was kind of cool. So I...
Excuse me?
Because I didn't know what the Nazi flag was and represented probably until about fifth grade when I read a book.
You didn't read the Dirty... You didn't watch the Dirty Dozen or anything like that? Like, no. D-Day?
No.
Wow.
No.
So y'all don't talk about... In California, y'all don't talk about how y'all murdered all the Mexicans and Native Americans?
Oh, fuck no. No, we made it seem like we civilized them with the missions.
Y'all make it seem like nobody was in California until white people got there? Is that what?
No, we knew the Native Americans. No, we knew the Native Americans were there, but they were in need of like jobs and civilization. And
how many people in California know that California used to be part of Mexico?
Oh, we always know that.
Oh, y'all always know that?
Oh, we always know that. Yeah, no, we
never. That just happened. Oh, I thought y'all were like, that just happened just to.
No. No.
Stumbled upon the state.
No. We always do this.
So y'all know that y'all got the Mexican people to fuck up all out of there.
Yeah.
Okay.
We know that part.
Okay, I respect that.
Yeah.
I respect that telling of history because in North Carolina...
And we know that we didn't have, like, we were never a slave state. We were the 31st state. We weren't a slave state. We didn't enslave black people. Of course, we weren't taught how shitty we treated black people, but... We didn't enslave black people.
Well, North Carolina, we didn't talk about how we abused the Native Americans. So.
I don't think anyone ever really talked about how they... I don't recall learning about the abuse of Native Americans. And, well, let me phrase that. I learned it independently of school. So that's why it's hard for me. Because I had a real conscious family who was going to be like, nah, this is how shit was. So it's hard for me to always remember what I learned from my family versus what I learned from school. But I want to say probably about like fifth, sixth grade, that's when the consciousness started to develop.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got anything else?
I mean, not anything that's super duper pressing to discuss. I mean... Disney World's reopening or has reopened. I'm sure you guys are booking your trips to go down there.
Yeah, that's gonna be a...
especially since COVID-19 cases are spiking in Florida. They just hit a U.S. record of the most number of new cases in a day.
That's gonna be wonderful. that is going to work out just well.
Yeah. The Magic Kingdom.
Woo. Yo, we're fucking doomed.
Yo, I saw a video of some chick giving a dude head in a club in Atlanta last night, and someone replied, like, Corona's never going to leave us. We're never getting out of this. And I'm like, I feel like that's true. I feel like even though Maryland is doing a pretty good job, like, a lot of other places are fucking up on the group project, and we're going to get an F.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is why I've never liked group projects.
Oh, man.
Oh, well.
I don't have anything else unless y'all do.
How do you think the NBA bubble thing is going to work out?
First of all, these niggas is going to be in Florida.
In a place where we just talked about a record number of COVID-19 cases.
You know they're going to have hoes.
Some chick on Twitter said she had already gotten invited into the bubble. I don't know if she was real or just clout chasing, but the shit was fucking hilarious.
But you know what? It's believable because those niggas are not just going to hang around each other.
That's what I'm saying.
And not get some pussy. Come on.
That's what I'm saying.
Yo, James Harden is probably going crazy in that bitch right now. They had a DJ set at the pool. You know good and well these niggas ain't about to be out here dancing.
Right, with each other. Niggas. Right.
I wonder if, like, they pre-screen hoes to bring into
the... they import the hoes into the bubble.
And go these through. Hoes have been selected in quarantine for the last 14 days. Been
fully vetted.
Just to ensure they have no coronavirus.
Dog, that is going to be... Yo, all this shit's
you might get
be
the disaster. Clap, but you won't get the Rona.
We ain't care clap. We can't care Rona.
Yo, this is going to be crazy, man. Like, like you said, we're never going to be out of this shit, dog.
Wait, I love how the NFL's acting like, oh, wait, not just NFL. NFL fans are acting like we're really going to have a season this year.
Yeah.
Wait, Texas, the state of Texas is looking at likely not having a high school football season.
Oh, they called it.
So you really think the NFL is going to have a season? Texas doesn't have a high school football season, but the NFL is going to have a season? Yeah, no.
I told some coaches, oh, if Texas is canceling season, definitely Maryland's canceling.
Oh, for sure.
Like, Texas brings in more money than a lot of college programs. Just off football. Like.
Just off football. Like, there are town economies that are sustained for 3 months by fucking high school football.
That's crazy.
All right.
So, yeah. Baseball's going to be interesting. Football's going to be interesting. Baseball is supposed to start in, what, like 12 days? Yeah.
Yeah, 12 days.
That'll be fun. It'll be interesting to see what this looks like.
Yes.
Before we go, I want to read this tweet to you. I can't believe there's 2 million rats in New York City. Somebody responded, 6ix9ine brought all his homies with him.
Wow.
That is deep. All right, I'm done.
I'm done.
Oh, I was going to try to play that clip that I saw.
The Jamaicans.
Yes. But no, we'll leave off with this. As always, Rock Solid Radio Show, live from the Rock House. I'm your boy, ubiquitous, Dr. Tam.
Peace out.
Todd Digger.
Peace.